This is 89.1 WEMU, and when's the last time you bought a new cell phone? How about a new laptop? Well, sooner or later, the batteries in those devices are going to need to be replaced or disposed of. Those items and other old electronics are too often disposed of improperly, and it is detectably bad for the environment. I'm David Fair, and on today's Issues of the Environment, we're going to talk about increased efforts at electronics recycling in our community, and our guest is Theo Eggermont. Theo serves as Washtenaw County Director of Public Works, and welcome back to WEMU, Theo.
Thanks for having me on.
The Environmental Protection Agency says that less than 20% of unwanted cell phones are actually recycled each year, and that seems to me as a problem. Is that about what you see in Washtenaw County?
We don't get any specific data back about recycling. It's hard to capture that because a lot of people send their phones in when they get a new phone, and that's definitely what we recommend is get rid of your old one when you get your new one. Often there's like a take-back program, and that's a great way to get those cell phones recycled.
Well, certainly those phones and those that are disposed of improperly and laptop computers are among the items that have these lithium-ion batteries. They certainly have a purpose and a function, but as I'm sure you'll attest, they're also a real problem.
Yeah, I think the main point that I'd like to get across today is that those batteries should get to the right place and they should not go curbside because that causes a lot of issues if they get put in either the trash or the recycling because along the way they can get compacted either in the garbage truck or in the recycling truck and that can start those trucks on fire. Additionally, when it reaches the end destination or the processing facility for recycling, they load those materials up with big machinery, and if they run over one of those, it can cause a fire in a lot of what is actually majority of what's in a recycling sorting facility is paper, and so then that causes a lot of issues on their end because that can start additional fires.
In addition to that, you made me think that are there places in my house I should not be storing these if I've got an old device I'm not using?
We recommend just getting rid of them. I think the chances of one of those actually causing an issue in a drawer is relatively low, but there is a chance that if the terminals end up connecting, if you, say, have a lot of lithium-ion batteries in the same place, there is a small chance that those can actually cause a runaway fire, and so it's best practice just to get rid of those. We also recommend that for lithium batteries that you tape the ends either as soon as you're done with them or before you bring them in for recycling. And when I say recycling, I mean to one of the designated locations that accepts batteries, not in your curbside.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking electronics recycling with Theo Eggermont. Theo is Director of Public Works in Washtenaw County. Now, the good news is that lithium and copper and some of the other components are recyclable. But how difficult a process is it, Theo, to extract these elements for reuse?
I'm not sure on the processing side how difficult it is to reuse them. My assumption is, and usually this is a pretty good assumption across various recycling forms, is that it's a lot easier than digging up those materials from the ground and mining them and processing them. So I know there's a lot of energy that's saved and a lot of water that's saved by recycling them as opposed to mining and extracting things. There's also a conservation perspective there, too, of when we have to mine new materials, we're disrupting that area.
It's a finite material, and we could run out if we don't recycle.
Exactly.
Well, is the process of, on your end, is it an expensive notion to take care of these kinds of items?
There's certainly staff time that's involved, but we actually receive a credit. Lithium is something that has more value than a lot of the other materials that we're seeing get brought in, and so we actually receive a credit. So that's why you tend to see a little bit more accessibility for lithium recycling than some other forms of batteries, but it's certainly something that we want to have people get rid of out of their homes and to us, regardless of value.
Now, we are in the slow process of transitioning to an electric vehicle market. It continues to grow on an annual basis, perhaps not as fast as many would like, but we're moving in that direction. How might that impact the recycling industry, and are you having to start to explore what it might mean for you?
Yeah, car batteries are something that are, you know, we certainly want to be aware of. It's not something that we'd be able to take just because we wouldn't be able to separate them out. We have a small staff, and because there's so much value, I anticipate that that market will emerge more and more. But I know the EPA is just getting caught up. They were doing some proposed legislation and or rules about how they should be collected, and those that input is being gathered, and they're expected to put rules on those next year for how those both solar panels and electric vehicle lithium batteries are collected in order to make them more to have clarity around what those rules are and encourage recycling of those materials.
Our conversation with Washtenaw County Director of Public Works Theo Eggermont continues on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment, and we're talking recycling and, in specific, electronic recycling. Now, I'm glad to say that another one of Washtenaw County's cleanup days is right around the corner, and I believe the next is in Ypsilanti. Is that right, Theo?
Yeah, August 24th. So we're looking forward to that. I think we've still got spots available.
That means there is a registration process that people have to go through, right?
That's correct. We just started that last year, and people have really given us positive feedback on that because you used to have to wait for an hour, hour and a half.
I have been in those lines.
Yeah. No one likes being in those.
Yeah, no fun. So, no fun on either side, whether you're collecting or whether you're dropping off.
Yeah, and so with this year, now we've seen 5-10 cars in front of you instead of 100. So it's a much better process for everyone.
And to register, it's simply an online process?
Yep. You just go to our county cleanup page at washtenaw.org/cleanup.
Now, obviously, recycling old electronics is important, as you've laid out throughout the course of our conversation. What else is accepted at cleanup day?
We take scrap metal, hazardous waste, bulk appliances. We were especially looking to try to get those Freon appliances because those can be difficult to get rid of, and those have a lot of carbon equivalent with the refrigerant in there. As I mentioned, household hazardous waste, scrap metal, tires, that kind of thing, so and bulky waste, so couches and mattresses and things.
Those are some rather big items in some cases and difficult to handle and deal with on your end. Is there an associated cost with drop-off days?
We want to keep things free because we don't want to discourage people from coming, but because we're not a tax-funded agency and because these are very expensive to run, we request that people give a $15 donation, but that is optional. Our biggest goal is trying to get this material to where it should go and not in roadside ditches or other places.
Now, cleanup days are nothing new. It's been going on for years. And I'm just curious, have you seen interest in it grow over time?
Yeah, we certainly saw a lot of growth, especially pandemic and shortly after. With our registration system, we actually have to put a cap on it. And so we do fill up usually about the week or two beforehand, but they're open for roughly 6 weeks. So there's a good amount of time to get in and get in a spot. But there are lots of alternatives if you are not able to get in a county cleanup day for those things. And usually Recycle Ann Arbor, the drop-off station, is a good place to take electronics and bulky waste and other materials that we typically accept, except for the hazardous waste, which in case there's the Home Toxic Center and the new HHW Center out in Salem Township at the landfill to bring those materials year-round.
There are a lot of great options. Well, obviously, recycling is important. Recycling electronics is important. And I'm curious as to whether or not there's a way to measure through these cleanup days and through these programs that you just mentioned, how much waste is being kept out of the landfills and better protecting the environment as a result.
Yeah, so we track all of our metrics, and we put those in an annual report, of course, that we do take material that ends up at a landfill. So bulky waste that goes directly to the landfill. Some of our home toxics we're able to reuse and put back into new products, or at least, you know, for things that are combustible, we can convert those to energy. But things like paint, right now that gets solidified and then goes to a landfill. So it's not a perfect measure of everything that we get, if that's recycled or not, but if you bring it to us, it's certainly getting put into the best location that it can for what we're able to do here in the county.
Theo, I always appreciate our conversations, and I thank you for making time and sharing the information today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and I'll just put that plug out there again of don't put your battery, your lithium batteries in your curbside because that causes fires at down the road, and that's a safety concern.
That is Theo Eggermont. He is Director of Public Works in Washtenaw County. He's been our guest on Issues of the Environment. For more information on electronics recycling and links that will further help you, simply pay a visit to our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. We bring it to you each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.